Right now, we have a leading candidate for president who is an avowed socialist. And we're going to talk with a woman who grew up in a Soviet country. Actually, it was a Soviet-dominated country under socialism, and it was the country of Romania. Her name is Virginia Prodan. She has a miraculous story that she describes in her book, Saving My Assassin. In fact, we discussed that in detail in previous times, so I'll link to that. But for this discussion, what we want to talk about is the rise of socialism among young people in America. And what does that portend for us? This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Virginia Prodan, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jerry. Thank you for having me again.
Sure. Okay, so as an outsider who came to America in the early 1980s, thanks to Ronald Reagan, who was a hardline, you know, against socialism and communism and so forth, what are your thoughts in terms of, did you ever think that in your newly adopted country, America, socialism would become really popular, especially among the young? That could be our future if we're not careful.
That is so true. No, I never thought about this. In the beginning, when people started to embrace socialists more and more, I had days where I asked myself if I was dreaming that being back to Romania or if I was in the United States. It was a shock. It's not a shock anymore because I believe the majority of people embracing the dream of socialism that they believe will resolve all their problems, they never experience socialism. And I know I have an advantage that when I talk with them, they hear my story, and many of them, they change their minds, and many of them will approach me and say, you changed my vote. So I am very confident that they embrace socialists out of ignorance. But also I want to say is that many of them are willing to hear the truth. So it's our responsibility to approach them, not to be separated from them and say, oh, they are a lost cause. No, they are not. And just tell them the truth, because many of them will embrace the truth and will come to our side and will fight for freedom and for capitalism.
Bernie Sanders, as we do this discussion right now, has been doing different rallies, and the closest candidate you can think of, and he's no longer a candidate, is our president, President Trump, where he does these rallies, and they're very wildly attended, popular, and so forth. And Bernie Sanders is also getting lots of people. Probably Trump is doing better in that sense, because you know, you read about people camping out for 2 or 3 days, maybe even in the cold, in anticipation of a Trump rally. But still, Bernie is getting crowds. What is going on? Because he's speaking, you know, in favor of socialism directly. And he's even praising people like Fidel Castro. Look, the literacy rate went down there. I mean, the illiteracy rate went down because of Castro.
Yes, I believe he is talking to those people, dreamers, that believe that socialists will resolve their problems, and those people, envious people, that believe that, yes, I will be with you, Bernie, and I will take property from my neighbor because he is more successful than me, not knowing that by doing that, socialists will create a society of theft, a society where everyone will be equally poor. It's a lie. They are just taking a lie from this man who continues to shock people from what he said, because many will say, well, this is America. Will never happen. But if we don't fight, you are right, Jay. If we don't fight, if we don't approach these people making them understand that freedom offers them the opportunity to go to those rallies, to criticize our president. Under Bernie Sanders, socialist event, if you will criticize him as a president or anyone else, you will go to jail. You will never have that possibility.
That's a great point. In fact, you used to be an attorney within Romania, and after you became a born-again Christian, you started helping persecuted pastors and Christian leaders and others who, you know, were basically being persecuted for the faith, but you did it in a legal way, and it got to the point where Ceausescu, the dictator, wanted you gone. And again, all that is told in great detail in your book, Saving My Assassin. And but let's focus on the definition. I think maybe some people who say, yes, I like socialism, I want socialism, some of these young people might not even really know what it is. And so what is socialism?
Socialism is a society that is based on promising what people dream about without working hard, and delivers a corrupt society when the government has total control over your life, total control of a property that is no private property. The production is in government's hands and will establish when you will have food, how much, where you're going to live, what city you're going to live, what kind of profession you will be allowed to have. You will not have the freedom to choose your own profession. Where you're going to have that profession, what city, how much you can have per month, your salary, and how much more than 50% of your income will go to the government. The government will decide the notion of the truth. And even if you know that that's not correct, if you dare to tell the truth, you go to jail or to a psychiatric hospital where you will stay there forever.
To a what? A psychiatric hospital?
Yes, psychiatric hospital. In fact, I invite your readers, your listener, to read chapter 3 in my book. It's a story of my uncle who was too afraid to talk when was the time, and he spoke, told the truth during socialist, and he ended up in a psychiatric hospital, and many of them. I defended people that were put in psychiatric hospital because they dared to tell the truth and say it's a lie what the government said. Let me give you an example. We were starving to death by the dictator, and he will put in newspaper and media that was controlled by him that he provided us the golden era. And he will make pictures of him visiting grocery stores with a lot of products. What happened is they will move those products wherever he was. And everybody who dares to say, no, we do not have food, or take a picture of long lines in front of the store, will go to jail. That's a society where you are building. For Christians, I want to say it, be very careful if you are quiet, because under socialism, you will not be able to worship God. The leader will gain more and more power, and Bernie Sanders is that type of, it's a radical socialist. He follows Karl Marx and Lenin's approach, and he will become a dictator. And dictators will require people to worship him, not God. And you will not be allowed to have a Bible. You will not be allowed to go to church. So it's better to speak up right now, to go and vote and register and do whatever it takes on your part to keep this country free. because that's what socialists will bring to America.
Here's a quote from Bernie Sanders from many years ago. He said, quote, American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't believe that we have any lines in capitalism. In every city that we have choices. That choice will disappear. I had clients that I defended. They were my neighbor's lawyers. They one day stopped at the grocery store and bought something. And when they were told how much it cost, he only said, wow, the government increased the price today. From that store to home, he disappeared. He was never found by his family. That's a lie. Capitalism brings productivity, choices, opportunities to do whatever you want with your life, in innovativity, prosperity for everyone. We and the liberals just change in 30 years that I have been in America. They changed the notion of the American dream. Now our children are told, and people in college and other institutions, graduate school, are taught that you can reach the American dream by not working hard, by just taking from someone else, by being entitled to have it. That's not the American dream. I came to this country with empty hands. I didn't have $1 in my pocket, and I rebuilt my life in America, and my kids did the same thing by working hard. America is the best country in the world. You don't wait for anything. Food is waiting for you. Companies are fighting for your approach. You will choose them in socialism. You are at the mercy of the government for everything, food, medical supplies. The government in socialists will decide how long you're going to live. If you are over 50 years old, you might not receive any medical medication or medical attention.
Wow. Here's something that Bernie Sanders said about Fidel Castro. He educated the kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society. Not to say Fidel Castro or Cuba are perfect.
It is a lie. It is a lie. It just happened that for years I went with my church on mission trip in Cuba, and I know the life, and even during the time that he was alive, in power, it is a lie. That's the problem. A lot of young people in our country now, because they put so much money on their credit card or student loans, they are tied and they don't travel outside of United States, and they cannot understand the type of lies that people like Bernie. In fact, the medical supplies in Cuba were just absolutely unbelievable. People were sick Bad. For days, and they didn't receive any medication, anything. We were taken to places where like in many places in America that you have mentioned, they were 10 times bigger than mentioned here in America. All of them belong to the leaders of the Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
So it's just a lie. It's just you have classes, you have people above the law. They are worse than what Bernie Sanders and his followers are talking about.
10 seconds.
Privileged people.
Okay. Thank you so much, Virginia Prodan. This is Good Food for Thought. Virginia Prodan, PRODAN.com for more information. Thank you so much, Virginia. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Jay, for having me again.
Sure. Thank you now. Bye-bye.